Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Zayin, and we are really smack bang in the middle of a sugya here, so let's just remember what we're talking about. The Torah tells us in the parsha of Korban Eilu V'Yoret, which was a very special type of korban chatas that was limited to only a few special cases. One of those cases, of course, involves our Mishnah together with Shavuos, which is the Tumas Migdash Mikadoshav. And the Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that the Parsha is talking about Tumas Migdash Mikadoshav? After all it says in the Parsha is that it was Nitma and Ne'alam V'Ashem. But it doesn't say Hashem with what? What exactly did this guy do wrong? Maybe just being tummy is wrong. So we entertain that. We understood that it doesn't mean that. And we gradually brought different psukim to show that it makes the most sense to compare the din of Eilu V'Yoret and the Hashem B'Tuma to the other places where the Torah specified that the concept of Tuma is chait when it's in terms of Achilas Kedash or it's in terms of Knisa L'Migdash B'Tuma. The problem that we ran into is that we weren't clear about why it is that the concept of the Tuma that we've talked about, which is always referring to Kodesh, why wouldn't that also include Truma? Because we find that Truma is also called Kodesh in different areas of different levels of Tuma, because Truma you're able to eat after all, you don't have to wait until you're no longer Mechusar Kippurim, but you can eat it immediately as the Mishnah in Brachos begins. It's true that it's different, and it's true that the Isser and the chiyav on eating truma is not koras. It's an iser and chiyav of nisa b'dei shamayim. But nonetheless, as we pointed out yesterday, a korban eilu v'yoret, after all, is a lower level kapora because it's given to people that were ready to be makel on. We're ready to say that, okay, since what you did wasn't as chomer, so therefore you can bring, in the case that you can't afford it, you could bring to birds instead, and if you can't afford that, you could bring a korban minchas chayte. So that was really the different circuits that we were talking about yesterday. We have not gotten to the bottom of all of this, but the last thing that we learned yesterday was that Rebbe was called the one who was Dela Mayim from these deep Barota Mukim, and he learned it out from a Gzeres Shava. A very fascinating Gzeres Shava, in which the word behema, that is not necessary, because any time that we speak about chaya or chayat mea would include behema. We know that from a number of psukim, zos chaya, and then it starts describing behema and so on. So since it says an extra behema in the two sugyas, one of which is our sugya here of the Korban Eilu V'Yoret, and the other one is the din of tuma, Bichwal, that is said by the Kachim. So because of that, it's coming to Tani Gzeres Shava, that just like by Shlomim, which was the specific Kachim was talking about in Tzav, it's referring to the Tuma, and it's referring to eating Kodesh, as it says, Beferish. So here, too, must be the Korban Eilu V'Yoret is the Achilas Kodesh. Now that, we need to remember that, because we're going to be making reference to Rebbe's Limud. And Rebbe's Limud throughout the sugya is here a reference to this Gzeres Shava of Tuma, Behema rather, to Tuma Shlomim, to the din of the Korban Eilu V'Yoret. The problem was that we couldn't find a raya right away to Knisa L'Migdash. That's Tumas Migdash, and this is only Tumas Kedesh. And how did we explain that? So we explain that by saying that since by the Parsha of Yoledet, which was in the Kriyas HaTorah that we just read last week, so it says, B'chol Kodesh lo tiga, v'yal HaMikdash lo tavo, that clearly makes the two similar to each other. It's a hekesh. Wherever we have this iser of Achilas Kodesh, because you'll remember we learned out B'chol Kodesh lo tiga is actually a reference to Achila. So wherever we have that, we also have Ela Migdash Lo Tavo. So the two are deeply interrelated, and therefore we now know that it could be both Achilas Kodesh or Knisa L'Mikdash that the Ashim is referring to in the case of a Chiev of Carbon Oila V'Yoreh. The problem that we had was, why don't we therefore include Truma? And I'm going over all of this because the Gemara is going to make specific references today in our sugya, and therefore it's important that you remember the details so that our sugya today will make sense. So the problem was, why not include Truma? Because Truma is called Kodesh. Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, in that parsha of Yoledet that we had in last week's Kriya, we learned over there that Bechol Kodesh, any Kodesh whatsoever, specifically comes to tell me that that's true about Truma. So then that should mean that the Korban Oil of Yared would be on Truma, on Achilas Truma, B'shogeg, with all of the dinim, of course, of Haloma and so on. And we know that it isn't. And so we got into the problem of how to utilize the mute Ba. So when it says over there, Latama Ba, we use that to tell me Ba means Dafka of Kodesh and not of Truma, which got us into all kinds of issues. And I think we should start maybe from there, because I'm pretty sure that we left off there, although we might have gone a little bit further. I don't remember 100% how far we went yesterday. But let us start from that Ba. Okay, so that Ba is like six lines up from the Ba, from the middle of the page. And we'll go again. Hamiet Rachmana Ba, on Dav Zayin Omed Aleph. Asks the Gemara, but how can you learn Ba is to tell me Truma? Ba may be coming to tell me exactly the opposite. Ba might be there in order to tell me Dafka, that it means the Me'ute Migdash, and that actually the Chiev of somebody who walked into the Beis HaMikdash would not be included in the din of Korban Oil of Yored, because Korban Oil of Yored has a miut, l'tama ba, ba referring dafka to the case that is given in the Pasuk by Shlomim, which is Achila. Maybe Knisa L'Mikdash is not a Chiev of Korban Oil of Yored. Well, look, basically, says the Gemara, you've got a choice, right? Ba is either coming to exclude Truma, but we still have Migdash and Kodesh put together because of the Parsha of Yoledes, which compares Bechol Kodesh Lo Tigav La Migdash Lo Tavo, or, and that would exclude Truma, or we could include Truma and exclude Migdash. What do you think is more reliable, more reasonable? I would say that it's much more reasonable to keep Migdash together with Kodesh and not to include Truma. Why? Because Knisa L'Migdash and Achilas Basar Kodesh Petuma are both a Chiev of Kares, and therefore it makes sense that they would go together. Masha'in Ken Truma is a totally different thing. Over there, there's a Chiev of Misa V'Dei Shamayim. It says the Gemara, well, I could argue the opposite. I could say it makes more sense to keep Truma together with the dinim of Oila V'Yored with Kodesh, because both Truma and Kodesh is referring to an Isser of eating. Masha Imkain, Migdash is a completely different type of Isser. It's an Isser of going into a place. So that's the thing that we should exclude, right? All right. That means we got to start over again, because we're not going to get anywhere, because we're not going to be able to prove how it is that we know that the two specific and only ingredients that would be chayiv on a carbon oil of a yoreid, with all of the complex dinim of yediyah betchila, yediyah besof, and halava ben atayin, with the specific dinim of carbon oil of a yoreid, we are unable so far to find a marker that would tell us that only achilas kedesh and knisa l'migdash betuma are the cases of carbon oil of a yoreid. So says Rava, okay, let's start again. I'll tell you, fascinatingly, where we know it from, okay? If you take a look at the psukim that appear, binogeya the dinim of shlomim betuma. So we've got one pasuk that is coming up in Emor. And over there it says, Emor aleihem ledorotechem kol isha sheyikrav mikol zarachem, is the opening of Emor ala kodashim, asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'tumato alav v'nichrita hanefesh hagi milafanai ani Hashem. That is Koreh, so we're calling number one. It's actually number three, but it's the big introduction, and it's referring to Achila, we learn out in Zvochim, and that's the Yikrav. Okay, now going back to Tzav, we have two psukim, one after the other. The first one is, HaNefesh HaShetuchal Basar, Mizevach HaShlamim HaShel HaShem, V'tumato Alav, V'nichrita HaNefesh HaYimei HaMeah. Clear, din, Achilas Kedesh Shlamim of Tuma, when the body, your body, is Tuma. And the very next pasuk is, V'nefesh Kitika B'chol Tamei B'tumat Adam, Oh, Bivheimat Me'ah, this was the Behemat Me'ah that Rebbe had earlier made his Gzerah Shabbatu. Oh, B'choshekets Tamei V'yachal Mipsar Zevach HaShelamim HaShel HaShem V'nichrata HaNefesh HaYimei Me'ah. So that gives us three separate mentions of Koreit, all B'nogei HaShlamim. Now, how do you explain the need for that? So I'll tell you, says Rava, this is where we know, strangely enough, that the din of a korban or leviyoret applies only to achilas kadesh or mikdash. And here's how I know. Because the first one that I mentioned, which is an emor, that is a klal, because over there it doesn't mention shlomim. It says any of the kachim asher lebnei Yisrael, right? Asher yikrav el hakodashim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael Hashem. Doesn't say shlomim. Okay, so that is a general rule. Now, going back to Tzav, one of them is for the Prat. The Prat that we were discussing over there was specifically Shlomim. And that is to tell me that a davar sha'ya b'chla v'yatza min ha'klal l'lamed, lo l'lamed yatzmo yatza, el l'lamed ala klal kulo. So over here, Shlomim were already part of the Kodashim ha'sheyakdushu b'nei Yisrael. And it said over there in Emor, the Shekhai of Chorus. So why do we need to repeat this? Repeat, because we look at the Torah as a whole. It doesn't matter which one came first. But why do we say this in Tzav specifically by Shlomim? So that is coming to tell me that just like Shlomim is a specific example of HaKodashim HaShiyakdishu B'nei Yisrael HaShem. And it is what? Kodshei Mizbeach. That comes to tell me that if somebody would eat a korban that is not kachim mizbeach, it was given as a truma, but it's not a korban on the mizbeach, so it's a truma to the Berech HaBayit, and it's an animal, a nice healthy animal that was meant to be used by the Berech HaBayit. This guy shechs it and eats it. You would think that if he eats it betuma, that is also an iser v'achilas kodesh betuma. No, it has to be like a shlomim, because the shlomim was a dover hayotze min haklal. Now, gentlemen, this is an extremely important moment here, Betznogea Kol HaShas Kulei, because the norm that you would think is that we should read this as a klal uprat. In other words, if the klal was any kodashim that the Bnei Yisrael are makdish l'Hashem, then if it's followed with a prat, the din of the prat should be the total example of that klal, because one of the midah shatur in the dreshes pam is called klal uprat. And that is, if that's the case, it would mean that the only achila of kodesh that is b'chayev yukaris is shlomim and nothing else. Instead, we're using shlomim as an example of the klal, and we're calling it a dover shiyotza min haklal in order to teach that only things like shlomim that are kodshei mizbeach, but not actually, Kodshei Berech HaBayit. Now, the obvious question is, how did that happen? How do we know when to apply the concept of Dover Shaya Bechla V'yatza Min HaKlal, L'lamed, Lo L'lamed Al Atzmo Yatza, etc., etc.? And how do we know when to apply the din of Klal Uprat, Ein Bechlal Ela Masha Beprat? I mean, they seem to be exactly the same thing. You have the Isser of Chilul Shabbos, right? And then you have a particular example that you're not allowed, lo tevaru eish b'chol moshevotechem. Why don't we say over there that Chilul Shabbos consists of Lo Tavaru Esh B'chom Ushvotechem. Instead, we say that we learn from the fact that Lo Tavaru Esh is mentioned separately, that just like you're chayev on Lo Tavaru Esh all by itself, so too would you be chayev on all the other lametes melachot all by themselves, a korban just for that melacha l'chud. How do we know not to darshan it as a klal uprat? So here comes the Gemara Menachos to explain to us that klal uprat hamuruchakim zemizeh are enam nidonim beklal uprat. So that would mean, this is really a Gavi concept, but Gavi seems to be in transit. We wouldn't want him to, chas v'shalom, get into trouble by trying to write while he's teleporting and ends up getting splinched somewhere. But when he gets home, maybe he would be able to write this down. So a klal uprat or a meruch hakim zemizeh are not nidon b'klal uprat. Instead, we apply this midah. Dava shahaya b'klal, lolo lamed al atzma, v'yotza lamed, lolo lamed al atzma, yotza lolo lamed al klal kula yotza. Fine. So now that means that we now understand that only kotshet mizbeach yurchayavan for achila betuma. But what is the third one of these Tuma, over your kares, but tuma shlomi. Why in the world does it mention it again? I'll tell you why, says Rava. This is an amazing halacha. That is coming to tell me that there is a very secret and opaque reference to a type of iser that we don't know what it is. And that's to tell me that when you don't know what it is, it's to tell me that achat l'tumah haktuva b'torah stam. If there's any place that you find a reference to a person who becomes tameh and it doesn't tell you what he did, then this is coming to tell you what he did. Havi omer, you should know that it is this case. It's eating tumah b'tumah. It's eating kodesh b'tumah. Now, we already know that then, don't we? How do we know it? From Rebbe's Gzeira Shava, which we just reviewed at the beginning of this daf, right? Rebbe's Gzeira Shava was, there's no point in mentioning Behema by Shlomim, because we already mentioned Chaya. And there's no point in mentioning Behema by Oyla V'yare, because Chaya includes that. Now, that tells me Behema, Gzeira Shava, then I don't need this third reference to make this very tangential reference to if there's a mysterious place. I know that din already. So why does it mention it again? So this is another mida in the Torah. Im eno inyan la x, tneo inyan la y. And since we don't have an inyan of achilas kodesh, it must be coming to tell me, tzneu inyan letumas migdash. That's how we know from the Gzereshava of Rebbe, we know that achilas kodesh is the topic of korban olah v'yareid. And from this new third mention of achi of kores by Shlomim, surprisingly, we learn out that the reference in korban olah v'yareid is a reference to knisa l'migdash by a combination of different dinim shatara nidreshes, which is remarkable. You'll note that in the same way, I don't know how many are familiar enough with the process of the way that an algorithm will lead to absolutely crazy results that you never would have imagined initially. But just as you work out the algorithm, you suddenly discover things like E equals MC squared that were just in there. You have no idea why they're in there, how they got in there. But somehow or other, from some simple analyses, you end up with very striking results. This happens all the time. And in terms of most modern discoveries are made through just working out implications of algorithms in a totally different case. What we're doing over here is so similar to that because the combination of issues that are essentially rules at how it is that the Torah presents things ends up with the most surprising results. So because of the fact that we have this combination of issues in which a particular Gezeirah Shavah tells us that we have to utilize an im eno inyan, and then we have this concept of im eno inyan itself, which ought to be referring to a different type of achila, ends up referring to Knisa l'Migdash, we have the surprising result that because of a mention of not eating shlomim in Tzav, that the understanding of the Korban Olah v'Yoreid in Vayikra was a reference to Knisa l'Migdash, which is mind-boggling. I mean, what in the world? But this is actually what the rules of Limud teach us. Asks the Gemara, but the problem is that you cannot say we've got an unnecessary third chorus, because we know that that third chorus is very necessary to teach me the din of Rabbi Abo. What was the din of Rabbi Abo? Vami boy lay lidik Rabbi Abo. The Omer Rabbi Abo, he's got his own explanation of Sholosh Kritot Bishlamim Lama. Like you say, Achat is Liklal. Yes, achat is the prat, to tell me that we exclude the din of kodshim berakabayit, ve'achat ledvarim she'enam ne'echolim. The third thing is coming to tell me that even things that are not really edible are nonetheless considered to be osur. So let's say you would eat the keteres. The ketores is not a foodstuff. It's basically inedible. Let's say you would take the eitzim on the mizbeach and you would eat the eitzim. Eitzim are not edible. But this third chorus is coming to tell me the idea of non-edibles for kodesh being considered to be included in the parsha of Isser Achila Betuma. Well, wait a minute. But what about according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon holds you are not chayav for inedibles. So he holds dvarim she'enam ne'echolim ein chayovim aleim karet mishum tuma. So Rabbi Abo, I mean, according to him, what exactly would you be saying that the third chorus is coming to call, tell us things that can't be eaten? There are no such dinim according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, there are things that cannot be eaten. They're just not beaten because of the din, but they're perfectly edible. For instance, Echatas hapnimis, any of the chataot hapnimiot, which need to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash, so that would include, obviously, the korban of the Kohen Mashuach, or the Par Halam Dover Shal Tzibur, or the Shor, or the Sawyer, of the, in other words, the Par of the Kohen Gadol, or the Sawyer of the Gnisa Bifnim on Yom Kippur, all of those things, if you would eat them, even though they're not edibles in the sense of the Torah, it said just go out and burn them, but Saka Daitachamina, you might have thought that there's no chiev on eating them. Because, Hoyo V'yomer Rebbe Shimon, Kol She'inu Korev al Mizbeach HaChitzar Kishlamim, Ein Chayav in Olav Mishum Pigol. Remember that Shlamim is the baseline korban for teaching us all of the additional dinim that apply to korbanos, such as achilas pigol, chutz lebekomo, or chutz lezmanoi, or the din of tuma and the isra of achilas tuma. All the dinim appear in Shlamim. So you might have thought that since Rabbi Shimon learns that if it's not like Shlomim, and Shlomim is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzain, then there is no Chiv of Pigol, which would mean that if you ate a Machshav of Chutz Lizmano or Chutz Lemekomo on one of these Karbonas that are not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzain like Shlomim, there is no Chiv of Pigol. So I would have thought, maybe there's also no Chiv of Tuma, Mishum Tuma Namilo. Therefore, comes along the third Kores Bishlamim, and that tells me, no, you're actually Chayev on Tuma, on a Korban Shenichmas Lifnim. And therefore, we no longer have that extra Kores, the third Kores, to tell me within a Meno Inyan to include Mikdash. So we are still up in the air. How do we know that the assertion of the Mishnah, that there's Shikhas Tuma, or Shikhas Mikdash, or Shikhas Kodesh, where do we get the idea of the Shnayim Shein Arba, that the Knisa L'Mikdash is itself a separate category, maybe it's only Achila? Okay, let's find another try over here. Ela Amrin Ardoi B'Shmei D'Rava. Look, there's not only three Kritot B'Nogea Shlami. There's also three separate mentions of Tuma. Each one of those psukim the one in Emor and the two in Tzav, specifically speak out the fact that the person became Tomei. Now, why do you think we need to repeat the Tuma three times? Ah, that I'll tell you. That's Achas Lichlal, Achas Lifrat specifically, and Achas Lituma. He was talking about the chorus. Okay, forget about the chorus. But the Tuma Haktuva Betorah Stam, which was the case of Vehu Ashem, which it doesn't say what the Ashma was, and that's in the Sugya of Oil of Yare. So that means that that opaque Tuma of Kodesh, of Yared is Kodesh. Ave Omer Tumas Kodesh. Now, we already pointed out that Rebbe's Gezeirah Shavah of Behema Behema was enough to teach me the din of Achilas Kodesh. So therefore, the third chorus, even though it's ostensibly referring to a case of Achila, but with the rule of Inenu Inyan Letkuda Letumas Kodesh, which I already learned from the Gezeirah Shavah of the Behema Behema of Rebbe, Tneu Inyan Letumas Migdash. I know Richie loves these types of complex analysis. He always excelled in math and working out, and they used to send him down to the principal's office because he would just fall asleep in class. He was so bored by the rest of the class being behind. They couldn't understand a word of it, and he would just give up. And he was... Huh? Richie, this is so wonderful, Richie. You know, Rich, this is what happened when that iceberg showed up on your sonar screen and you just blanked out. And look where it got you, for heaven's sakes. Okay, so try harder. Says the Gemara, but the third mention of Tuma is also an essential for Rebbe Abou. I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying, let's examine the mention of Tuma separately from the mention of Chorus. But how in the world would I have known Rebbe Abou's point if it hadn't said Tumas together with the Chorus? You can't just say Ish Bishlamim Chorus. What are you going to say? You have to say that somebody became Tame and then he was Chayev Chorus for that Tuma. So, I mean, there's no way to not mention Tuma. You can't tell me it's extra. So therefore, it's still coming to tell me this din of the Chiev on the Chatos Apnimia. Sorry. Oy vavoy. All right, let me try again. Elam Arava, I'll tell you. We actually learn it out from the Posik of Tumato, the Xereshava that we had before, of Tumato, Tumato. Because K'tiv Ha'ocha, remember we had this much earlier at the beginning. We had this yesterday. Ki yigabe tumas adam v'chol tum'ato asher yitma. So that is in this parsha that we had in Vayikra. And we have K'tiv Ha'asam. We also have by the parsha of the Pora Aduma. So what does it say over there in Chukas? Kol hanogea b'meis b'nefesh ha'adam asher yamut v'lo yitchata et mishkan Hashem timei v'nichreta, etc., etc., tamei yeh od tum ato bo. That gives us a beautiful gezeirah shavah, which tells us that just like it's referring to Tumas Migdash, it says beferish in this case, and he was Mishkan Hashem Timei, he went into the Beis HaMikdash, that means just like over here, it's Tumas Migdash, so too, the same word in Vayikra, Benogea, the Oil of Yared, is referring to Tumas Migdash. So now we know both Tumas Migdash and Tumas Kodesh, and we now have no trouble, except for one little problem. The way that we had originally learned everything out, or just the Svara, right? So we thought that because we were learning everything from the original Svara that well, it makes the most sense to compare the din of the Ola V'Yerin. It makes the most sense to talk about if we have one example, which was Rebbe's Behema Behema, that was referring to Achilas Kedesh, the most reasonable thing was to learn out Knisa LaMikdash. But we were never able to adequately explain why we don't include Truma, which is also called Kodesh. So we said over there, well, the reason is because it says Ba, and Ba is to exclude Truma. But now we don't need Ba anymore because the basis of our Limudim is actually the Gezeirah Shavos, and directly. So we have the Gezeirah Shava of Rebbe, which comes to tell us that the din of Olav Yoreid is talking about Achilas Kedesh, and now we have this other Gezeirah Shava, which comes to tell me from Parah Aduma that we're also talking about Knisa LaMikdash from another Gezeirah Shava of Tumah Toh. Now, if somebody comes along and says, why not Truma? You could say, why not Donald Trump? I mean, what do you mean Truma? Well, Truma, what does Truma have to do with anything? Because we no longer have any basis to suggest Truma, right? So why do we need Ba now? That's the problem. Ela Ba Lamali. Aha! I will tell you. Ba actually comes to add something you didn't know about. Because there is a special kind of Tuma that is the only Tuma in Kol HaTorah Kula that cannot be contracted through Maga. It can only be contracted through Achila. And what is that? Nivlat of Tahor. So if you touch a, what are the bird's eye chicken in the supermarket, you are not tummy. But if you eat a bird's eye chicken, you would actually be tummy because that's a nevela of a kosher kind of bird, species of bird. It's chicken. And therefore, you would say, well, the Torah was only talking over here about the things that you become tamei asher yiga, mashein kein, a nivlas of tor, there's no tumas maga. So I will not be chayev on achilas kodesh or knisa lamigdash through the tumas nevelas of a nivlas of tahor. Comes along the ba to tell me any kind of tuma, even a nivlas of tahor. What the heck are you talking about, man? A moment ago, you told me that Ba is there to exclude Truma. Now, all of a sudden, you have nothing to do with it. And now, magic, hocus pocus, and Ba tells me, let's add even another case that we wouldn't have added before. Now, how come before it was excluding a case of Truma? And here it's coming to include a case of Nevela. You can't do that just to change it because you like the drusha, man. So what is Ba for? Ha-ha, you missed the point, says the Gemara. Let's see it inside. Didn't you just say Ba is a miut, and now you're coming to say Ba is a riboy? That's why it's a riboy. That's because it's a miut. Huh? Yes, indeed. Did you ever hear of Kol min ein miut achar miut ela lerabot? You did, didn't you? Well, this is a miut achar miut, because bishum de miuta hu itar. It's because it is a miut that here it acts as a ribui. Because, look, in the parsha of Olav Yoreid, it says, O ki yiga, the kol tamei. It says, you have to touch it, okay? So that tells me only de bar negia in the lav bar negia lo. So only the type of tuma that can be touched and be conveyed through touching, right? But that would mean not a nivlat of. And then it says, for no reason, letama ba, that ba means through it and through nothing else. But that's a miyat achar miyat. That's like a double negative. Why do you need achar miyat? Ein miyut achar miyut, ela lirabo. That's exactly why I'm telling you that this is coming to be marba nivlat of tahor, because it certainly did not need to be excluded twice. Whew! Now that is the end of our discussion of how we know that the parsha of Olav Yoreid is given to a ashem of either Achilas Kedesh or Knisa LaMikdash, and does not refer to any of the other cases that we suggested, such as Truma. That leaves us to now move on to the next case in the Mishnah. Okay, so the next case in the Mishnah starts discussing the various karbanos that would apply in cases where you did not have yedia b'tchila and yedia b'sof and ha'alama ben ha'tayim. So the question is, what are the kaporas that were given for this Tumas Kedesh or Tuma of Knisa L'Mikdash? The Mishnah gave us four different korbanas, or things that would at least be teila. They may not be mechaper, but together with Yom HaKippurim, they provided a protection for a person who was nichshal in this type of situation. And this is very nogea, our reading of the Torah for this week, which is Achrei Mos. And it's Kedoshim also, but the whole Achrei Mos is full of these discussions about the kaporas that the Kohen Gadol is going to effect on Bnei Yisrael. And again, it's not very clear what those kaporas are. So the Mikol Chatosam, Mikol Pishayam, and so on, you could see how this relates directly to the Limudim from the previous Parshios of unspecified types of ashames, things that have to do with Tumas Mikdash V'Kedesha. Surprisingly, the Parsha in Achrimot also is coming to tell me the various dinim that would apply to Kapara. So, the Mishnah gave us the case. First case was classic, the Oil of Yari. That's Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Sof, and Ha'alama Ben Atayim. But how about, says the Mishnah, a case where there is Yediyah B'Tchila, but Ein Ba Yediyah B'Sof? What is Mechaper on that? So the Mishnah says, the Soyer Hanase Bifnim V'Yom HaKippurim, together with that Soyer, which is Nase Bifnim on Yom Kippur, not to be confused with the Soyer that is part of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, which is not Nase Bifnim. That is a regular Musaf offering, which we'll see does have specific kaporas, but it is not what we're referring to over here in the Mishnah. We're talking about the mate of the para of the Soyer that is Lazazel. That's called the Soyer Nase Bifnim, the one that the Goral Allah Aleha La Hashem. So that Goral made this Soyer the Nase Bifnim, and that is what is Mechaper in a case where the person did not know yet. So he knows Betchila, and then he forgot, and now he's in a position, having done this Avera, what will protect him from Midas Hadin? The Sarah Nase Bifnim and Yom HaKippurim together will protect him. So where do we see all of this? Tana Rabbana. If we take a look at the Pasuk that we're going to be reading this week, V'chiper ala kedesh mitum ot b'nei Yisrael u'mipishayhem l'chol chatotam v'chein yaseh l'homoed ashocheinitam b'toch tumotam. These are very powerful words of Yom HaKippurim taking from our parsha. And it doesn't say what Tuma is being referred to. So it's interesting that we've got these two parshas in the Torah that are very opaque about what they're referring to. And, not surprisingly, they are both referring to the same concept, namely the Ashem of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedeshav, and here too, the Kapara on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedeshav. One of them in the classic Tumas Mikdash V'Kedeshav Kapara of Korban Oil of Yared, and the other on the Tzibor's Kapara, where the Kohen Gadol brings on behalf of Kol Yisrael, he says a vidui on the Soyer that is, he is Mechaper over with the Dam of the Soyer that is Nase Bifnim. There is no vidui. The vidui is on, as I mentioned, on the Soyer Nase Bechutz, because they're essentially one korban, one of which is the one that you say the part of which is brought, so to speak, to the Azazel. So, but the Dam is Mechaper. So that's what it's Mechaper on, but it doesn't say so. And look, if I'm left to my own devices, it says, Mitumot b'nei Yisrael, u'mipishayhem, l'kol chatotam. I mean, that could mean a lot of things, you know? Yeshli binyan zeh. I mean, I would suggest that if it's talking about sins, I mean, it does talk about pishayhem, talks about chatosam. I mean, there are sins that are called tumais. Because, look, there's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is called tuma. Gilui Arayos is called tuma. Murder is called tuma. Now, it might mean any of those three things. Now, not surprisingly, those three things are the three things that we know are the ones that you are mechuyev to be meiser nefesh for in order not to be oiver. And I'll show to you that each one of these is called tameh, b'avodah zarah. So b'avodah zarah, what does it say when it comes to molach? It says that this is a terrible thing to do because et zaro, it says over there, et kimi zaro natan lemolach lemaan tameh et mikdashi. Okay, that tells us that that is an act of tuma. Now, when it comes to Gilui Arayos, we have the same thing, same word, again, coming up in this week's parsha, in which we have Ushmartem et mishmarti, levilti asot michukot atoevot, etc., etc., veloti tam ubahem. So it refers to all of the arayot as, basically, an achrimot, tuma. Wow. And then by Shvichas Damim, it says the same thing. Over there, it's talking about if Beis Din doesn't act to be mechaper, whether we're talking about somebody that was found murdered, or we know that somebody was chayev golas or chayev misa, and we take payoffs for him to get away with it. So it says over there that if you'll do such a thing and you'll accept a payoff, so then beferish the Torah refers to that lo titamei et ha'aretz hater asher atam yoshvim ba. So apparently that is also called tuma. So when it says over here that the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim is going to bring the dam of the Soyer HaNas HaBifnim, that is maybe what it's referring to. Yochel HaShalosh Tumot HaLolo Yeisor Mechaper. So maybe that's the point. It's a kapora for Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, and Gilui Arayos, right? Nope. Because it says, Mi tumot b'nei Yisrael, v'lo kol tumot. Now, it doesn't say in that pasuk that the Kohen Gadol is coming along to be mechaper on everything that you find in the Torah that is called tumot. Sorry. Okay, so what does it mean? I'll tell you. Ma matzinu shechalaka katuv miklau kol tumot. What type of tumah is different than any other avera that would be called tumais? That's tumas migdash v'kedosha, and we're going to see what this is a reference to. Obviously, it's a reference to the carbon oil of a yared, but the Gemara will talk this out. So that's migdash v'kedosha. So therefore, the very reference to mitumot means that achremot is referring back to the parsha in Vayikra of tumas migdash v'kedoshav, that is chayav a carbon oil of a yored. And in the event that you're not chayav the carbon oil of a yored, why would that be? Because in order to be chayav the carbon oil of a yored, you need yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'sof and hel and b'natayim. This carbon will be coming to be mechaper for you instead. Afkan, tumas migdash v'kedoshav, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's how I know that our Mishnah is basically correct. Says Rabbi Shimon, whoa, that is an awfully complicated way of learning out something that is really very, very simple. We don't need this mamatzinu. Mimekomohu mukhra. It's very clear from the pasuk itself. Why can't people learn how to read? It says v'chiper al hakodesh, does it not? So what do you think that means? V'chiper al HaKodesh. I mean, what a funny language is that? Whoever heard of such a thing, but referring to the base of English as HaKodesh. You want to talk about the Migdash, you could say al HaMigdash. If you're saying al HaKodesh, you're telling me that the Kapora is Mitum Ocho Kodesh. That's the whole point. So the idea over here, if I am being Mechaper on the Kodesh, so then it means anything that was Mechalal, the Kodesh. And therefore, it's talking about the Knisa L'Kodesh or Achilas Kodesh, which is something that's Mechalal Inyanim of Kodesh. Very simple. Okay. Now, continues the Braisa. Yochel al kol tumah shebekodesh yesor zeh mechaper. So, what does that mean? any type of violation of the Isser of Achilas Kodesh or Knisa L'Migdash, this would be Mechaperon. And then the Mishnah that claims that it's only things that are Yediya B'Tchila and there's not yet a Yediya B'Sof, how do you know that's true? Maybe it says V'Chiper Al HaKodesh. So V'Chiper Al HaKodesh means however this Avera was done. Somebody was Nichlas L'Migdash. I don't give a hang if he was Nichlas L'Migdash with a Yediya, a Halama, a Yediya, or a Yediya and a Halama without a Yediya, or a Halama of never knowing it and then a Yediya, or maybe he doesn't know Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. Maybe it includes all of those Shigogas. How do you know it only means the one that the Mishnah claims? Namely, the one where there was Yediya B'Tchila and only missing the Yediya B'Sof. And as soon as he finds out the Yediya B'Sof, he is then going to have to bring his Karban Oila V'Yere. How do I know that? Ah, Talmud Lomar. Umi Pish'ehem L'Kol Chatotam. What does that tell me? That we're talking about Chatoim, which means Shogeg, that would be similar to Pesha, and Pesha is the Mezid. So Ma Psha'im She'inam B'nei Korban Av Chata'im She'inam B'nei Korban. So what we'd have to be talking about is that we're saying that there's no Korban of a Yochid, that this would be Mechaperon. So the type of Chatoim that we're talking about is, if you're talking about a Pesha, Pesha is Mezid. We don't have a Korbanos for Mezid. So therefore, what we're talking about over here is that you cannot be referring to cases like that. Because if we put together the type of Korbanos that we're talking about, Shogeg, we put them together with the Mezid, because it's putting together Chet and Pesha. So what it's saying is that in the same way that you didn't have in a Pesha a way to get out of it by bringing a Korban, we're talking about over here also a Kapora on something that you did not have an option on. So in other words, you can't bring your Korban Oil of a Yared. And therefore, only because of that, this kapora kicks in. Yeah, I know, but wait a minute. I mean, the only case of the korban that you can bring, this doesn't make sense what you're saying. We have four different cases. Now, all you're teaching me is that the one case that it's not going to be mechaperon is the one where you have an option of bringing an oil of yoren, right? And that is yesh bo yediya b'tchila, yesh bo yediya b'sof, and halama ben hatayim. But there's still all these other options. And you're claiming this carbon is only useful if you had a Yediya B'Tchila. Why? Maybe this carbon is going to kick in if you don't have a Yediya B'Tchila and you do have a Yediya B'Sof. You still have not proven, you proved only 1/4 of your question. Your question is, how do I know that the Sarah Nasa Bifnim is not Mechaper on everything? Which would mean, even if a person had a Yediya B'Tchila and Yediya B'Sof, and he had not yet had an opportunity to bring his Korban Oil of a Yored, and Yom HaKippurim comes along, the Kohen Gadol brings the Sar Nasa Bifnim, maybe now he's potter from bringing that Korban? No. Okay, so you prove that that's true. But how do you know that it's not a Kapora, let's say, on Yesh Bo Yediya B'Sof V'Lo Yediya B'Tchila? So you haven't really explained your answer. Minayin that it's Davka, L'Yesh Bo Yediya B'Tchila, Vein by Yediya B'Sof, Shesoyer Zatola, that you didn't tell me that, did you? Ah, look carefully. Tamud lomar l'chol chatotam. Chol chatotam means korbanes, meaning averes, chatoim, that are going to bring you to the ability to bring a korban chatas. If ein bo Yediya B'Tchila, you will never be able to bring a korban chatas on this, you see? Because the only chatas that the Torah allowed you to bring was in the case of Yesh Bo Yediya B'Tchila V'Hu Ne'elam. Since that never happened, you're now stuck. You're up the creek without a paddle. So therefore, the Torah is giving you, until you figure it out, that this is what happened, and then you have a Yediya B'Sof, and then you can bring your Korban Oil of a Yored, the Torah is giving you a way to be protected while you're stuck without that paddle. And then when you get the paddle, you use the paddle, namely the carbonyl of aviarate. But in a case where you will never, ever get the paddle, because of the fact that you never had the tchila yediyah, this is not the carbon that you're looking for. No, this is not the carbon that we're looking for. That tells us that we now know about where you bring a carbon oil of a yored and where it is that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for you on Yom HaKippurim. And that's with the Sur Anasa Bifnim. Now, I just want to make sure, this is a very complicated price. So I want to make sure I understand every word. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. You started off by saying, how do I know when it says Chol Purshayem, L'chol Chatosam, how do I know that it's referring to Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha? You said it could mean anything, anything that the word Tumah occurs. So, Yesh Li Binyan Zeh Lavi Shalosh Tumot, you said. Tumas Avodah Zarah, Tumas Gilui Arayas, Tumas Shvichas Domim. I'm not sure I understand what your Havamino was. You're saying that the Kohen Gadol, who is bringing the dam of the Seir HaNaaseh Bifnim on Yom HaKippurim, would be mechaper on Avodah Zarah. Could you please tell me what exactly happened with this Avodah Zarah? What kind of Avodah Zarah would he be mechaper on? Hi, Avodah Zarah, Echidami. What? That somebody did Avodah Zarah b'mezid? He's Chayav Misa. I mean, that the Torah says he's always Chayav Misa. Doesn't matter if Yom Kippur passed and the Kohen Gadol brought a kapara. You think that's going to pater him from the Misa? The Torah says he's Chayav Misa, kaput. If it's talking about Shogeg, the Torah already told me his particular korban that he's chayev. He has to go ahead and he has to bring a seira for himself, and that's not going to be mechuper with your seira Yom HaKippurim. He's chayev his own personal korban, the same way that the man who was chayev here at korban oil of yored. It never occurred to you that that's going to be included. Well, wait a minute. Suppose somebody did avodah zarah b'mezid, and he's not Chayav Misa, such as a case where he never got Hatra'ah, okay? So now he's not Chayav Misa. Does he have any kind of atonement? Is there a kapara for this man? So that's what we were thinking, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur brings a kapara for somebody who did Avodah Zarah without the full cognizance that Hasra'ah brings to a person, and therefore he's not Chayav Misa. But is there some level of kapara? It's still b'mezid, so he can't bring his own carbon of a carbon seira, right? So what does he do? That's the question. Fine. Okay. So b'mezid v'lo atrabo, or it might be talking about where he did it b'shogeg. So you're saying, but if he did it b'shogeg, he's Chayav a carbon. You're right. But he doesn't find out. So in the same way I thought, but in the same way that you're going to tell me that the Seir HaNaaseh Bifnim is mechaper on Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, where he did it, but he didn't know that he did it. So maybe the same thing is true about Avodah Zarah. Somebody was Eved Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, and he didn't realize it yet. Is there some expiation that is possible to protect him until he finds out and brings his carbon? So I would have thought that this is also included in the Pishayim and Chatosam. What's wrong with that? I think it's a brilliant Havamina. I mean, of course I need a pasuk to tell me that that's not the case. So that could be talking about two possible cases. Mezid velo atrube, shogeg velo ityada adayin, fine. Now the next thing you said, Giloy Arayas. I got the same question. What exactly are you thinking that the Kohen Gadol would be mechaper on Giloy Arayas? I mean, if you did that b'mezid, so you'd be chayev misa on those that are Chayav Misa, or maybe Malkus, those that are Chayav Misa. And if you did it b'shogeg, there's a regular carbon. So fine. Well, I have the same answer. What if you did it mezid without Asra, where there's no kapora with Misa or Malkus, or b'shogeg v'lo isyadalei? I have the same problem with Shvichas Domim. Shvichas Domim nami, hechi dami. If he murdered someone, b'mezid, so he's a bar ketola. If he murdered b'shogeg, he's a bar golosu. Well, again, I have the same answer. Could be talking about mezid, where he was not given asra. It could be talking about a shogeg that he didn't even realize that he had caught. He was chopping wood. The guy was killed by his chopping wood, and he finds out about it a week later when they find the body and they connect it to him. Or it could be talking about all of the cases of shogeg that we just had in Makkos, where you are not Chayev Golas. Suppose the guy fell off a ladder as he was climbing the ladder instead of as he was going down the ladder. Or the case we had in the Mishnah where he was bringing a chavit and he was lifting the chavit on a pulley and the rope broke. Whatever. So we've got all of those cases, which is shogeg, but not a kapora that you get from going into gullahs. That's what I meant. I thought that the soyer anasa bifnim, referring to tuma, would be referring to that type of situations. That's what I would have thought. Whew. Okay. I cannot claim that this was an easy daf, but I can claim that it was a tremendously fun daf. Now, if anybody wants to argue, go ahead, Richie. Let's see you show your face. See? He pulled out already. Frightened to argue.